for the average household in the metro region. We've also, and this is from my perspective sitting on as chair of the Zoo Foundation, ensuring that there is accountability with respect to ultimately the spending of the dollars. In particular, we've called out the need for internal audits, for having independent firms come do annual audits, as well as publishing those audits in the newspaper, as well as providing a citizens' oversight committee to ensure that, again, the dollars are being spent prudently. I'll close with our zoo director's, one of his favorite stories, and that he uses quite a bit. This is Packy, and this is a picture of Packy's birthday party recently. Tony, when he was appointed zoo director over 10 and a half years ago, showed up in March. Packy's birthday's in April, and one of the first things came to him was an invitation to Packy's birthday party on a Saturday in April. So it was on the calendar, and over the course of the 6 weeks, we had terrible weather, ended up waking up on that April morning. It was 40 degrees and sleeting, and he naturally called up the zoo marketing person and said, "We're canceling this thing, right? There's no need for us to show up, correct?" And the marketing director said, "Tony, you got to be here." And sure enough, Tony showed up, and over 3,000 other Oregonians showed up to, you know, greet Packy birthday greetings on what then was his 36th birthday. Just a testament to how well loved the zoo, and in particular the animals of the zoo, are loved.
Well, we appreciate the chance to make this presentation. Appreciate your support of what we're trying to do. And I realize that listening to the water discussion, Commissioner Leonard, I think we are in the top 10 customers of the Water Bureau, but we hope through some of these efforts, maybe we'll drop off that list.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to respond to questions if you have.
What's the new elephant's name?
Oh, they set you up for that, right? Sam. Samudra. Samudra is a Sanskrit or Hindi name that means king of the seas. And he's apparently really likes water. He's very adaptable to baths. And Samudra was one of the names that the keepers came up with. They had names from the Thai tradition, Chinese tradition, Vietnamese tradition, and Hindi. And this was then voted on, I think, in your absence. And the keepers came up with their choice last week.
King of the Willamette.
But he will go by Sam. So I thought that's why maybe you set that question.
Speechless or jet lagged or both.
It's a beautiful name.
David, I was pleased to hear that about 100,000 school kids come annually to the zoo. Probably my kids at one time or another. So have we say increase access to conservation education. Are there programs in place to increase access in terms of breaking down financial barriers to getting to the zoo?
Yes, and that's something certainly that Mr. Vecchio, who's the zoo director, has paid a lot of attention to, is particularly access for disadvantaged youth. And there's a zoo action teen program to acquaint people, kids who might not otherwise have the chance to come to the zoo to actually work there. We have a great volunteer internship type program, and again, trying to cast some of those particularly toward people who might otherwise have barriers in participating. So when we talk about these numbers, these are not necessarily people just sort of coming through the gate on a Saturday. These are children that we really want to have a real engagement with the natural environment and with the world around them.
Terrific. Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you, folks, for what you're doing.
Well,
thank you very much.
Appreciate the chance to be here.
We turn to the consent agenda. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Does a member of this audience wish to pull any specific item from the consent agenda? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the 10 a.m. time, sir.
Item 1274.
tentatively grant appeal of Lamont Smith, TMT Development applicant, and uphold the Historic Landmarks Commission's decision with modifications to impose certain conditions in approving the Cornelius Hotel rehabilitation at 809 Southwest Alder.
I was not present at this hearing for this appeal, and therefore I will not be voting on this item. Council has before them findings. I need a motion to adopt the findings and grant the appeal and uphold the Historic Landmark Commission's decision.
So moved.
Second. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
We move to the regular agenda. Please read item 1293.
1293, appoint a Human Rights Commission and Honorary Board of Advisors to serve the residents of Portland by advocating for the rights of all people.
Rialisa Johnson, the Executive Director of the Human Rights Commission. In 2006, October, the Council took the first steps in expressing its commitment to bringing back a human rights entity to the City of Portland. And after 2 years of patient planning and outreach, develop a solid program around civil and human rights, one that works for Portland. And now, in the year of the 60th anniversary of the passage of the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights, Portland is at the beginning of a new and exciting chapter that will take us to the next level. And also, Commissioner Jeff Kogan, thank you. We at the city are energized about this new journey. It's been a great privilege to be part of the effort, of an effort whose mission is to advance our community, move toward the goals of cultural inclusion, the honoring of our diverse histories, and improving systems of government for all residents. We're pleased at the caliber of support that the Human Rights Commission has in the community, and the makeup of our Human Rights Commissioners and advisors is a tribute to that support. We're fortunate in Portland also to have a city council that sees and appreciates the value of a commission such as this. Over the last few months, I've had the opportunity to work with the new director, Rialisa Johnson. I have no doubt that under her leadership that this new office will blossom and be a positive force in the community. And the Human Rights Commission as a watchdog for justice and equity and a proponent of peace and understanding. I'm confident we are on the road to further building a truly inclusive city, a safe city, and one that sees the humanity and human dignity in all of us. So now I'll turn to Rialisa and Commissioner Jeff Kogan.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Mayor Potter, Commissioners Leonard, Adams, and Fish. My name is Rialisa Johnson, and I'm the Director of the Office of Human Relations. I am deeply honored to come before you today to begin a new chapter in Portland's history of human rights advocacy. And I'd like to introduce our staff to you. And would they please come forward? Our staff have dedicated their careers to the pursuit of justice here in the United States and abroad. Muna Muhammad, who is from Somalia, joins us as our Senior Community Outreach Coordinator. Muna most recently served as the Associate Director for Education and Training Programs for Seattle's One America, a nonprofit organization founded to respond to the profiling and discrimination experienced by Arabs, Muslims, and Sikhs after 9/11. Kofi Desu, our executive assistant, just moved here from Togo, West Africa, where he served the U.S. Embassy for over 15 years, furthering human rights efforts. And although he's not currently here, he's in Hawaii with his family, I will also introduce Polo Catalani, our immigrant and refugee program coordinator. Polo is a civil rights attorney and longtime activist and bridge among immigrant and refugee communities. I trust that you will get to know them soon very well. I will also tell you that we begin this chapter of our work with a commission and honorary advisory board that brings over two centuries of civil rights and social justice activism in areas ranging from immigrant rights to health, housing, education, and the dignified access to basic rights and recognition for our gay, lesbian, transgendered, and questioning brothers and sisters. Our office received close to 50 applications for the Human Rights Commission from very talented individuals. The selection process was not simple. Our committee was thoughtful and balanced in its recommendations for appointment, and you will see our conscious effort to include Portland's growing diversity in the individuals who will be appointed to serve our city today. And before I invite Commissioner Kogan to share a few words with you, I would like to share a brief story that my husband and companion Martin Gonzalez shared two nights ago at his swearing-in ceremony before he became the newest school board member and first Latino to be appointed to the Portland Board of Education. Martin grew up on the Mexican side of the Texas border, where water is heavily chlorinated to avoid contamination. And as a child, he loved Kool-Aid, not only because of its beautiful colors, but because it had the magical property of quickly transforming bad-tasting water into something sweet. And as he said to the crowd 2 days ago, and I will repeat to you today, we are all prone to quick solutions, but let us not be seduced by the magical properties of solutions like Kool-Aid. This work carries great expectations, and I'm here to remind us that despite 200 years of experience that stands before you, we will not bring magical and quick solutions. Rather, we offer the dedication and persistence that is the summary of all our struggles. During this year, which is also the 60th anniversary of the passage of the UN Declaration of Human Rights, we recommit and will galvanize Portland to embrace the challenge that lies ahead. I place my faith in this council and in future councils and trust that you will secure a long-term investment for our efforts so that we can collectively see the change through. Thank you. Jeff, you've agreed to serve as interim chair for the Human Rights Commission as it becomes organized. Can you share some inspiration with us?
Thank you, Maria Lisa, Mayor Potter, members of the commission. Really honored and thrilled to be able to serve you as the interim chair for the new Human Rights Commission. I wanted to just speak for a moment about why this is such an important thing to me. We all know that this country was founded on the belief in human rights, the notion of life, liberty, and happiness, which was the pursuit of happiness, which is our inscribing document, was really about allowing people to be who they are and giving everyone an opportunity to thrive without discrimination. But you don't have to be a historian to know that right from the get-go, we were not really walking our talk. We allowed slavery. Black people were valued at 3/5 of white people. Women were not allowed to vote, just to start off. And yet, over the years, America has constantly worked to try and improve on this. There's been the civil rights movement, the women's rights movement, the gay rights movement, and we've made tremendous progress. Now, this organization that you're forming here, this Human Rights Commission, which is founded on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was put forth by the United Nations at the urging of this country after the horrors of World War II, is deeply important to me. As a Jew, I am constantly aware of the fact that we cannot take human rights and freedom for granted. It's also hard to have believed just 60 years ago when the United States urged the creation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that we would live in a country where our federal leadership conducts Orwellian language to justify torture, tries to suspend habeas corpus, which is the most formidable principle guaranteeing human rights, and on and on. We can't take it for granted. There's a reason that Thomas Jefferson said eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Now, this city council has taken stands before that I'm really proud of, notably in the height of the buildup to the Iraq War, standing up and condemning the Patriot Act because it was as well an attack on our civil rights. But it's easier sometimes to deal with the broader national issues than our own local issues. And as this community has grown and has grown more and more diverse, we recognize that we have challenges right here. And I really commend you for being willing to examine ourselves, for being willing to make the hard, to ask the hard questions about how we are walking our talk. And I'm really thrilled that there's so many terrific people in the community who have stepped up for this volunteer opportunity, and I really appreciate the leadership that you've shown in allowing us to conduct this together. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to be the interim chair. I think we're going to make some really wonderful things happen in this community.
Thank you very much. I would like to read the list of the human rights commissioners. And when your name is called, would you please stand so that we could recognize you? First, our interim director, Commissioner Jeff Kogan, Arwin Bird. Please stand. Bruce Bleitout. Bruce. Jorge Espinoza. Anita Fry. Anastasia Godsey. Malloy K. Good. Emily Gottfried. Patricia Knoll. Reverend Hector Lopez. Abdul Majidi. Donna Maxey. Everett Rice. Kathleen Sadat. And Edmund Sherman. I want to thank you all for agreeing to do this. It's, I know, going to be somewhat labor-intensive, but I think for you folks it will be a labor of love. And I really appreciate what you're going to do for our community to make sure that everybody's rights are upheld. So thank you for that. I'd also like to read the Honorary Board of Advisors, who will offer expertise and guidance to the full commission. So when I read the advisor's name, would you please stand when your name is called? Bill Chen. Pietro Ferrari. Dr. Herman Frankel. Gina Frazzini. Ed Guerin. Pastor Leroy Haynes. Robert Milsnick. Andy Nelson. Clara Padilla Andrews. Peggy Ross. And Jeff Selby. Do we have others who have signed up to testify on this?
We have three people signed up to speak.
Okay. Thank you, folks, very much. Please call the three.
And they are Michael Egan, Patricia Trice, and Carolyn Smith.
Could you read the names again?
Yes. Is Patricia Trice here? Trice? And Carolyn Smith.
Good morning, Mayor Parda, Commissioner Leonard, Commissioner Adams, Commissioner Fish. As you know, my name is Michael Egan. I came today to honor Maria, and I didn't realize that the commission was actually on the agenda, so I don't have prepared testimony. However, having recently achieved my 71st year, I recall that my entire adult life has been spent working in behalf of human rights. And I thank God that you have driven through all the crap to actually establish a commission While I don't think of Hector Lopez and the term reverend, I don't put them automatically together. Hector and I are friends, and he and his fellow commissioners will do well, I'm sure. I am thinking of this from memory, but to gently chide the organization and to let you know that your work will always be in front of you, I don't recall on the initial application when it spoke of the work of commissioners and the breadth of the charge, I don't recall anything on there showing disabilities as one of the groups needing human rights protected. And I would like to say perhaps that was my oversight, but if not, I would like to have that group added to the list. This time I have the luxury, since I don't really have any axe to grind, I can watch my time and be ready to quit when the yellow light comes on. But I really am excited. There's so much to do. And since my friend Jeff is the interim chair of the advisory committee, I have every hope that the change that we have going for us up at the national level will actually begin in Portland. So we'll work both ends against the middle. And I commend you for your actions and for your appointments. Thank you.
Thank you. After our vote today, I want to extend an invitation to all of the commissioners and advisors and their family members to make your way to the Lovejoy Room, which is on this floor at the other side of the building, and take the oath of office officially. And everyone's invited to a reception following this in the atrium. So please come and meet our newest commissioners in the city and our honorees and learn more about the Office of the Human Relations. So with that, we'll call the vote.
Adams.
Well, I'm pleased to support these appointments and continue the process of implementing the Human Rights Commission's charter. Very excited to get to work with you all as mayor, and there's a lot of work to do. So congratulations. The fun part's over. Now the hard part begins. But it's the most important work we'll be doing together. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank the distinguished cross-section of citizens who have agreed to lend their time and their credibility to this effort. And I'm incredibly impressed with the composition of both the commission and our distinguished advisory board. But I have to tell you, as someone who has been in the fields of civil rights for 20 years, we have to remember today that as we celebrate our progress, there are many skeptics in our community who do not expect us to be successful. And one of the reasons they do not expect us to be successful is that history has taught us that places like the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, the National Labor Relations Board, are no longer places where people get justice. And we have a broken system. And so through this Human Rights Commission, we can once again do something different. And we can be successful. And we can show our skeptics that this system can work. But in that spirit, I want to urge you to consider three touchstones through your service. One is to set the highest possible standards as a commission for open and transparent proceedings, because that is how we will both earn and maintain the trust of our community. Second, I urge you, with the limited resources you've been given at the front end, to focus your mission early so that you can point to successes. You'll be tempted to be very broad in your work, but I urge you to bring focus. My staff is often telling me to bring focus. It's hard. It's hard. There's a lot of wrongs to right, but pick your battles early. And third, engage us early and often in your work. The council wants to be an ally. We want to be helpful to you in your important work. And please give us regular updates, but engage us. And if you need more, let us know. So I'm very proud of what you're doing, proud to support you. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I'm very pleased with the creation of this commission, and I've had the opportunity so far to actually work with Maria Lisa on a very difficult project, and it was our first opportunity to work together, and I just couldn't have been more pleased with her work and focus and professionalism. I'm also pleased Tricia Knoll is joining the commission. Tricia Knoll was my secret weapon at the Water Bureau before she retired. I soon learned upon being assigned the Water Bureau a little over 3 years ago that all I needed to do was get Tricia a brand new laptop computer, and she could change the entire culture of the Water Bureau's heretofore kind of closed reputation. And she was the person that instigated the blog and our famous newsletter. And so when she left some big shoes to fill. So I'm really glad you're back. So I've been sitting here trying to think of how to say this in the most poignant way possible, but I think I need to say this. I am a person who, in my whole life, I would hope people would have said, I am very reluctant to go ask somebody to clean up the outside of their house until my house is clean. I'm very careful to make sure that I don't ask anybody to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And recently, I've done a lot of work in the city in various operations, and I think it's fair to say I have some concerns that relate to the work that I hope you all focus on. Some of the most important positions in this city that touch the citizens the closest recently were open for promotional exams, and on the promotional board there was people who looked like me only, no people of color. For a variety of reasons, that offends me. And if that sounds odd coming from a person as you're sitting out there looking back who is one of five white people on the council, let me rise to our defense a little bit on that point. While I may disagree with some of my colleagues from some time to another, I would viscerally disagree each one of the people I work with as being self-conscious enough to know that none of us can put ourselves in the shoes of a person of color. Each of us is sensitive and experienced enough to know that it requires having people of color help us make judgments for the betterment of communities of color. So I personally am planning on engaging the commission before I start going out and asking the broader community what to do to help us fix how we hire people of color, how we promote people of color, and how we treat people of color. Because on those fronts, I think we can do a lot better job internally and spend a whole lot of time fixing that before we start going and tell other people how to clean up their yards. So I appreciate very much this slate of people that I'm looking at. I intend to engage you maybe more than you will like, but again, I think that I have a lot to learn from you, and in some cases, I can't learn what you've learned. I need to depend on you and rely on you to tell me things I need to know. So I appreciate very much your service, and I look forward to working with you. Bye.
Potter.
I want to thank my fellow city commissioners for their votes. This, by the way, was a unanimous support by the entire city council. So even though Commissioner Saltzman isn't here, he was one of the endorsers of the creation of this. So I want the community to know that we are committed to making sure that the Human Relations Commission has the resources and has the support from our city council to carry forward this important work. I have to be honest with you, we've had Human Relations Commissions before. And I think it's incumbent upon not only us as elected officials, but as a community, to never let a Human Rights Commission expire again. We have to keep it. We have to make sure that as long as we have problems in our community that require a Human Rights Commission, that there will be one there to help facilitate a solution. So the commission has a responsibility, and we have responsibility, and our greater community has responsibility. I think everybody realizes that America's dream about equality has not been achieved, but that we can work together to achieve it. We can make this country and our city a better place for everyone, regardless of their situation. And I'm including our disabilities community when I say that, is that that was discussed, and it's an important part of our charge to the commission is to ensure that our disabilities community's voice is at the table. And I intend to have the committee, the Portland Disabilities Committee, actively involved with the Human Relations Commission. So please join our good folks after they've been sworn in down in the atrium and wish them the best and support them with all of your heart. I vote aye. You folks wish to go over to is it the Lovejoy or Pettigrove?
Lovejoy.
Lovejoy.
Hey, kiddo. Good to see you, man. Are you helping this group?
When'd you get back?
Yesterday afternoon.
That's hard getting adjusted, isn't it? What's the time difference? Is it 10, 11 hours or something?
Where I was, it was 13 hours.
Yeah. It was on 11 hours the other way.
Assistant clerk is away today.
So. Oh, gee. Did you go anywhere besides Beijing?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway. Yes. I'm sort of a little director from the mini part. It's it was more like a front row. Not quite.
Well, I apologize for you not being able to speak. What is your name?
Oh, Faye Penny. I'm the one that came from New Orleans.
Okay.
You were the one that when you shoveled the groundbreaking for Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Grandson was on the web.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, me. But this was the point. But I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing.
It is
because
a good thing.
Because me being from New Orleans, I lived here from 67 to 89.
It's a great
Portland is a mostly white community,
yes.
And it is definitely changing. I have biracial grandchildren, and the commission looks like it's very diverse, and people need to know.
Thank you very much, and we're glad you're in Portland.
I am too.
Very nice to meet you.
Well, things don't seem to go.
When are you getting stopped?
January 1st.
At midnight. 12:01 a.m.
That's right. Nice to meet you.
Let's go ahead and...
We need one more.
Yes, we can go ahead and start the proceeding. So, and I'm sure that Commissioner Leonard will be back.
Oh, okay.
Please read item 1294.
1294, authorize acquisition of vehicles for use by city bureaus.
OMF, are you here to speak to this issue? Better yet, John Hunt. And congratulations on your national award, John.
Thank you very
very
much.
Very pleased. You just have a wonderful organization, and it's administered, I think, very professional manner. So thank you and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm just so proud of the group over there and what they've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years. It's really been just amazing to me, and it's been exciting to be a part of. But before you today, item 1294, Mayor Potter and commissioners, is just basically, normally it's under consent. Today it's on the regular agenda, but it's just the normal vehicles that we're adding to the fleet. We have a few police cars. There's six of those that we're actually buying for TriMet, and the city will actually be reimbursed for those vehicles. There's a few vehicles there for the water yard, or water bureau, excuse me, and others. So I don't know if there's any particular questions. I brought along Don DePiro with me today if you'd like to dive into the details, but they're primarily just either there's a mower for the Parks Bureau and a few other vehicles on there that will help the city run smoother.
Questions from the commissioners?
What's the total value of the package?
The total value, I think, was around $400 in total, $459, but almost $200,000 of that is for the TriMet vehicles that will be reimbursed for. And
other questions? Yeah. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Sue, do we have anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sheet out for this one.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's an emergency. Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1295. Thank you, John.
1295, authorize a contract with Richards Engineering, LLC to furnish temporary engineering and technical support personnel for the Bureau of Environmental Services construction projects, not to exceed $1,500,000 for the three-year contractual period.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, members of City Council, Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases. And just to start off, I know I've got several items up front, so I'll keep my remarks very brief, but know that we do have representatives from each of the Bureau here to answer questions. This one in particularly is for awarding a contract to Richards Engineering for engineering support services for the Bureau of Environmental Services, estimated to be $500,000 per year. We're not committed to spending that, but it's on an as-needed basis. And one relevant point to show is that this is actually a great opportunity. They are certified as a state emerging small business, so we have a prime contractor for providing these services. And we have a representative from BES here if there are any questions.
Are there questions from the commissioners? Thank you, Jeff. Has anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
And I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? This is a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1296.
Authorize a price agreement with Feeney Wireless, LLC to furnish Panasonic Toughbook CF-19 Mark II laptop computers for the Bureau of Technology Services at an estimated amount of $750,268 for the first contractual year.
And again, this is a request to award this contract to Feeney Wireless to purchase these mobile data communication Panasonic Toughbook books. And this is for a price agreement of which we can purchase as needed over the years. We have a representative here for questions related to these replacements.
Can you tell how they're going to be used?
These are going to be used. Oh, pardon me. I'm Mark Elwood. I'm with the Bureau of Technology Services working with police. And these are going to be used in the cars, delivering essentially all the desktop applications that they're used to in the precincts. Now are going to be available in the cars. We have an officer here who can tell you more about it from a street level perspective if you'd like.
Good.
My name is Garrett Dowell, police officer, and been involved in this project since inception and now assigned to Strategic Services as a and work to implement the computers into the cars. We have completed deployment of Southeast Precinct today. They're fully deployed. The feedback from the officers has been fantastic. We're basically taking all the application that the officers are used to using at the precinct and making them available in the cars. That includes our records systems, anything from looking up persons to reading reports. Everything that many things that we had to ask dispatch for, officers can do on their own now. And up to they can now complete reports in the car. So this alleviates the officer from having to go to a contact office or back to the precinct, taking them out of his patrol area, away from citizens, away from other officers he may need to assist, and puts him more accessible in a car, so more productive. So in these, like I said, the feedback on these computers has been fantastic. Officers could be more pleased about the way they've operated, the way it's been implemented.
How does it expedite the process of getting the report into records online so it can be used for investigative purposes and other purposes?
We are currently in a testing mode for a completely electronic field reporting system, which will allow officers to complete the report in the car, electronically send it to a sergeant, and allow the sergeant to electronically send it to records. That should be implemented within the next couple of months. So we're in the testing process now. What we're currently using is a system that allows the officers to type it in the car, save it, and they have to go to the precinct to print it. It still seems to be more efficient to do it, to type it, than it is to handwrite it. So we currently can incorporate a system that makes it more efficient, but we are in the process of making a very efficient system.
Probably the reports are a little bit more legible now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Sergeants appreciate typewritten reports.
Good. You know, that's a pretty big deal in terms of real reporting time, is that the information that police officers need will be there and available much more quickly than it has ever been before. And I think that's going to really help them in terms of doing their job more effectively as well.
We agree. We see reports sometimes take up to 7 days in order to make it to the record system. With this new electronic system, we could see it into the record system at the same instant that the sergeant approves it. So you're talking minutes instead of weeks.
Excellent. Questions from the commissioners?
Just one more thing I'd like to point out on the contract itself. Because we included what we call cooperative language in our agreement, that other agencies from around the state of Oregon are contacting us to be able to piggyback onto that agreement. So it's actually a benefit to more than just the city of Portland.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
And I did not have a sheet out for this one.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Potter?
Well, having been a police officer, this is a big deal in terms of bringing the Portland Police Bureau into the electronic age in the 21st century. This is going to help our officers. It's going to help our community. So we appreciate the work you folks have done on this, and I vote aye. Thank you. Please read 1297.
Authorize a sole source price agreement with LMK Enterprises, Inc. for products and materials relating to the inversion-built liner systems for rehabilitation of sewer pipes for a 3-year contractual total of $3 million.
And I'll just point out a couple things on this. They are in full compliance with our equal benefit requirements, as are all the previous contractors that I talked about. And this is, although it's a sole source procurement, it's actually, we are exempted it from our city code in a manufacturer direct purchase. So we were working directly with the manufacturer to purchase it from them. They hold the patent, and they do not have any local distribution channels set up for it.
Questions from the commissioners? Do we have a sign-up sheet?
None on this one.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1298.
1298. Authorize a competitive request for proposal for the Portland Police Data System Records Management System Replacement Project.
And again, this is a request to issue a competitive request for proposal process to do a competitive selection process to hire a consultant or a firm to provide the Portland Police Data System Records Management System and the electronic field reporting. And Mark Leewergen is here to discuss the details.
Are there questions from the commissioners? Did anyone sign up to testify on this matter?
And I did not have a sheet out for this one.
Is anybody here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
And this one is a non-emergency. Passes to second
reading. Oh, it's non-emergency. Excuse me. So it moves to a second reading.
Thank you.
Please read item 1299.
Amend building regulations of the city code to establish the Alternative Technology Advisory Committee.
Commissioner Lindell.
Thank you. I think we have a BDS representative here.
Good morning, Mayor and City Council. My name is Debbie Cleek, and I am a green building specialist with the Bureau of Development Services. And I'm here to encourage your support and answer questions for our ordinance to amend Title 24 to create an alternative technology advisory committee. The state building code allows alternative construction methods to be approved as part of the alternative means and methods section of the building code. BDS typically handles these requests through our building code appeal process. As more developers are adopting green building methods, we are seeing more and more new and innovative technologies and things that we're not familiar with. So we would like to establish a committee of outside experts that would be able to help us evaluate these technologies against the building code and provide recommendations to the Bureau of Development Services to be considered as part of the appeals process. This will be an optional review process for developers who are interested in using new innovative technologies. The creation of the Alternative Technology Advisory Committee will help us be able to get new technologies into buildings sooner. The idea for this committee came out of the DRAC recommendations for expanding sustainable development in the city of Portland, and it also supports the council goals towards a more sustainable city. I'd be happy to answer any questions about the ordinance.
Questions from the commissioners.
Nice job.
Is anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency, moves to a second reading.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please read item 1300.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Auditor Blackmer.
Good morning. I'm Dan Broom with Maintenance Operations.
Sharon Simmer in the Auditor's Office.
And all of the remonstrances for this ordinance have already been pulled, so we'd like to make a motion to move this to the second reading.
Questions from the commissioners? Anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one has signed up.
Is anyone in this room who, I guess not, they're all gone. It's a non-emergency. Moves to a second reading. We're recessed until 6 p.m.
Thank you.
So do you have a few minutes?
That was good.
How you doing, Nick? Welcome back.